Hello and welcome to today's card reading. Today's card is the Seven of Cups. And this is a reminder not to rush into anything too soon or into anything that it's too good to be true. But it's also a sign that don't fall into negative thought patterns of if something good happens, something bad is about to happen, which is something that we all do, right? The Seven of Cups is an image of a silhouette figure staring at seven cups with various things which seem attractive but may not be all that they are cracked up to be. So, for example, if you have lots of job opportunities coming up, or if you are single and lots of people are starting to find you interesting and or attractive and starting to come into your life, or if you have a new circle of friends that just appear out of nowhere, or you're meeting new people. Also, if you are in a relationship and things seem to be going too good to be true, there's usually something hidden behind it. So over the past couple of days, I've been saying about staying still and working on your own values and things. Now, sometimes we slip back into our old habits, right? And when we do that, it's fine because everyone relapses every once in a while. The trick is not to stay there. So if we see something good, we generally try to jump on it as soon as possible because we feel that good things don't appear in our lives very often. What the truth is, they do appear. We just generally, because we're not staying still enough and appreciating the things that surround us, we don't really see the good things that are going on, because not every day is bad. I mean, you can say every day of my life is terrible. I've had one or two good days in my life. This is not the truth. You've just been looking at it from a negative point of view, right? So remember what I was saying about the mixing console slider scales. You adjust your value, yourself to what that surrounds you during that time. Anyway, so this card is saying, look, if you do find yourself in a position where everything's going great, that's great. Continue to stay still and analyze and process what is worth your weight in gold. Don't jump on anything just because you feel like you're about to lose it, because the chances are, the more you put it off, the more that you will attract that thing to you. So you can be in control of your decisions rather than your something else or someone else controlling what you do, because you may find yourself in a place where you feel like you wish that you had waited just a little bit longer, not forever, maybe a day, maybe a couple of days, just to give yourself a bit of breathing space so you can then make the right decisions. Now, I know a lot of us want everything now, but that is not the way life works. I mean, there are occasions where you can snap your fingers and things just go your way. It's true, but there is also a waiting period where you need to feel like you are ready to receive something, and then you will show gratitude for it rather than just saying, I deserve that, you know, because sometimes when we do receive things, we're just like, well, I've waited so long, so now I deserve something good to happen. If you're not doing anything good for yourself, then you're just going to fall into this way of thinking of that you deserve things and you shouldn't really be doing anything to achieve anything because you deserve this, you deserve this, you deserve this. That is not the way to go about things, because you're never going to be happy, right? So take your time, take a breather, and try and not separate yourself, but keep your distance for a little bit for now. And see how things unfold, and then, you know, sort of slowly move forward into new relationships with friends, people, work, anything. All right. That is all from me today. I shall be back with another card tomorrow. Bye.